This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and join us right here as we launch into the second hour of the program to bring you up to speed. We have been sharing a piece from copblock.org founder Ademo Freeman about a bit of a personal journey that he has found himself on since being arrested most recently in Warren County, Ohio. That is where he was arrested for transporting, allegedly, 26 pounds of marijuana, and is facing felony charges for that. While he was in jail, he kind of had, an enlightening experience, picked up a book with some Gandhi quotes in it, and it really resonated with him, given that he had also met, I believe, a lady friend who was sort of coming at things from a similar peaceful perspective. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
So we've been talking about moving from hatred and anger for the oppressor to pitying them, forgiveness, coming at things from a completely different perspective. As Gandhi points out here, he says that this was right after he was attacked by a crowd of people and government agents in South Africa. He says, "I hope God will give me the courage and sense to forgive them and refrain from bringing them to law," which is something you hear a lot in the liberty community, is they want to punish the cops and the politicians and, put them in prison cells or put them to death. And I just feel like, these are our confused brothers and sisters, and they're doing the wrong thing, and they should be given a chance, to do the right thing on their own volition, and we should be willing to forgive these folks, even though many of them have done.
If they stop oppressing people, I have no problem with cops who are people who used to be cops or NSA agents or any of the things that some people used to be, and they stop doing it.
So you don't want to see them get put to death for the terrible things they've done in the past, or have to spend time in prison?
No, I mean, it's kind of a waste of time and counterproductive at that point. Now, I've also never been a victim of anything particularly heinous, so that's really not up to me, but I don't see a point in, and I mean, I understand that's really easy for me to say, right? But that's, I don't see a point in doing that, at least from a strategic standpoint, and especially since there's people who are actively aggressing. If we have people who stopped, I'll treat it as long as once I've established that they're not, still undercover or anything like that, I'm not going to treat them differently than anybody else, as long as they're not glorifying their past behavior. Because retiring is different than converting. So
I'm not sure that I agree with that. There are plenty of people I've met in the military that finished up their, 20-year stint so that they could get their pension or whatever, even if they had come to the ideas of liberty. So I can see why somebody would choose to take the path of least resistance to retirement.
But I was saying if I'm dealing with somebody who is retired rather than if I'm dealing with a former cop rather than an ex-cop. So if you were a cop for 30 years and then retired and are still glorifying cops and defending that behavior.
Right. Or are you sorry for what you did?
Those are two different things. Those are two different people, and I'm going to treat them differently.
So like Barry Cooper, who is a former cop that is, has now joined the side of good and is advocating to help keep people out of prison. He created NeverGetBusted.com and has, been doing amazing work.
Right. I mean, people are allowed to repent. Like, I'm not like, oh, you did a bad thing. None of us would be, myself included.
Least of all me.
I supported statism for so many years, which pretty much means I've killed people. Like, you're allowed to repent. But if
How
you're
does
still
supporting
doing
state statism mean you killed people?
Because the state kills people.
Yeah, so you're saying by proxy in that you advocated for...
I mean, I've advocated specifically for, in the past, things like the drug war and the war on terror and all these other literal wars.
So you feel responsible for it.
So I'm not any less guilty than somebody, like Adam Kokesh, who's actually pulled the trigger. But if you repent and stop doing it, especially if you work against it, which I don't know is really a requirement per se, but...
It's nice.
It's... makes you feel better, maybe, but... Yeah, there's no reason to go after somebody like that.
Okay. I'm glad to hear you say that. Hung Like Jesus is still with us here on from Georgia on Skype. Now, Hung, you had talked about how you can't go to protests. You can't get out in the streets with, let's say, copblock.org because you just get too hot and bothered. Can you tell us about maybe some experience you've had there?
I've had a... It's been a while now since I've had an experience with a public protest. But just the lead-ups to it and maybe post-protest when I'm involved, I just know I can't. And there's nothing specific I can tell you specifically that I can tell you. I know I'm an emotional person. I've always been an emotional person. I'm always taking things emotionally. So I can't separate the two because it's a part of me. And with that, the anger comes and the extreme anger comes. And I just don't like the state and I don't like cops. And I just can't hide that. But I've always admired people who were pacifists and who could look the other way or turn the other cheek. Not that I want to be that, but I've always looked up to them. Even you, Ian, in some years now, I've looked up to you because you're able to do it. You're able to come at people a whole lot different than how I could have.
It took practice, though. I mean, I was pretty angry in the beginning, and
I have a hard time imagining that. I'm sorry.
Imagining me being angry.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I'm not believe you. It just is such a weird concept to me.
Yeah, like I'm the angry one now. Yeah. It didn't used to be that way.
See, as I get older, my patience is getting thinner.
Indeed, right? Like the world's full of morons. Why in the world do I waste my time on them?
Well, for me, it was actually getting out in the streets that helped change that for me. Because it's easy to get angry when you are, just seeing all the bad news and the cops killing dogs and, all kinds of terrible headlines and stories and video. And it's another thing entirely when you're actually out there and you still see bad things happening. People frequently in the college neighborhoods being harassed by the police, arrested for, underage possession and things like that. When I was able to actually connect with the police officers themselves as human beings, it kind of helped break down a wall, so to speak. And combining that with some psychedelic journeys, I guess you could say that that kind of helped me come to the understanding that love was far more powerful and a much more desirable thing to focus on. But it did take a deliberate effort on my part to be like that. And I think one of the times that I like to point to the best examples of how I kind of handled this in real life in the streets was when the Fat Stuff store got raided back in, I think it was 2014 here in Keene. It's no longer here. They moved out to Vermont. But the store was a head shop on Main Street in Keene, and the DEA conducted a simultaneous raid of about 200 different head shops and other, like bong manufacturers and things like that on one day, basically. They just all across the country zeroed in on these businesses, and one of their targets was Fat Stuff on Main Street here in Keene. And unlike the other 200 or so raids that happened across the country, we got all kinds of footage, and we were there on the scene for this thing as it was going down. We caught wind that it was happening. Me and Garrett Ian, who was one of the other Robin Hooders and activists in the area at the time, we spent 4 solid hours down there, recording video and giving those DEA agents the worst time that they probably will ever experience in their careers as far as, conducting a raid.
Made them not want to come back to New Hampshire.
That was my intention. I was not kind to those people. We were giving it to them pretty hard, letting them know they were not wanted around here.
And this was coming from the person who was being nice to the cops as they were armed robbing him.
Right.
But what I wanted to say was that it was the way I treated the Keene police, who were assisting they were like guarding the front door, basically. They weren't carting out any of the product from the store,
okay, but
they were assisting.
No, the guy who holds the door open in agreement with the people taking your TV, not the TV in this case, but people taking stuff out of your house, They are also committing armed robbery.
I agree with you. But the way I handled the Keene police was different than the way I handled the DEA agents. I didn't want the DEA agents, you know, these are not my neighbors. These are, you know, an armed gang that has come in from outside. I don't care about, you know, talking nice to them or converting them. But when I was talking with the Keene police, it was much more of like a kind shaming. It's sort of the demeanor that I put on, like,
cop. Local from federal. To me, cop is cop. But listen,
yeah, but there's some of them are my neighbors, and then some of them are total strangers from Washington, D.C.
I want to hear what he has to say.
Hang on. We'll bring you back one more time here. More with Hung Like Jesus in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you can Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. Also, I do want to let you know that Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. If you're buying Bitcoin, you can do that through Bitcoin.com. If you want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users, the Bitcoin.com forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team, and that's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything that you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games over at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And we're back with Hung Like Jesus. He's on the line in Georgia on via Skype. Hung, we were running out to the break there as you were trying to get a thought out, so please go ahead.
Like I was saying, I can't separate cops. To me, you know, a cop is just a cop, no matter where they live or what uniform they wear. But anyway, to give you some background on that, is both my parents, when I was growing up, both were heavily into activism, and my father was actually a Black Panther, and our house was kind of like a hub where they would do flyers, and of course they would have meals there, and I've seen what cops do. You know, I see them come in and just harass. And I got this from when I was really young. I mean, even before I was in school, even. I saw how cops treated people, Black people in particular. And, you know, and that just stayed with me. And I see it now. Every time that I see a cop, you know, they're just a-holes to me, cops. No matter how nice they may be, no matter what they're saying to me now, I know what they really feel, or at least I think I know what they really feel. So yeah, I just, and
but
like I said,
they didn't really feel it, they wouldn't have joined that particular gang. I mean...
Well, no. some people become cops because they actually want to stop, you know, real crime.
And
from,
if that's
from
all
happening.
They do, they don't stay cops for long. Even if that's true, they don't stay cops for long if that's all they do.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Like, how do you grow up in America and not know what a cop is? Like, yeah. That's the part that doesn't make sense.
Well, what? Let me ask you this. I mean, you know, one's reasonably certain that the Black guys that that become cops aren't looking to harass their friends and neighbors, right?
Yeah, I don't know about that. But you know,
I met some
hold
people.
On, let him answer.
this mythical good cop is something I have never come across because, you know. How is it you have good cops and they keep their mouths closed when the bad cops do what they do? I mean, you may hear some speak out every once in a while, but not nearly enough.
I agree with you. There's definitely, there's a lot to be desired when it comes to the police. There's no doubt about that.
And the people who I went to law school with who either were cops or trying to become prosecutors were not there because they thought that cops were all, well, I mean, I guess they didn't think that cops were awesome people, but it wasn't because they had any deluded ideas about what a cop was. It was because they wanted to clean up where they came from, and they didn't really care who they hurt in the process. So, yeah, you would have to be schizophrenic to grow up in the States and not know what a cop is. I mean, that is pretty basic. It's a basic survival skill to the point where if you don't know it well enough, you're going to die.
And also notice about police. Police, their origins is in slave catching, too, so.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah, for people who don't believe that, they can. I believe it's University of Eastern Kentucky. They can look at the white paper on that.
Hung Like Jesus, thanks for the call and
yes,
your
sir.
Thoughts tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you and the toll-free number. If you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, you know, I get all of that. I think those. I'm with you on a lot of the critique. I totally understand. But on the other hand, having actually, you know, I've gone on a police ride-along with Shane Maxfield here in Keene, and for me that was one of those experiences which helped change my perspective.
Right, and I'm not saying that a cop can't pretend to be human. I mean, they are genetically human, but they can't, you know, act like a human long enough to convince a couple people that they're really good people. But they also stand in the jail in St. Tammany and threaten a 3-year-old or a 1-year-old with 1 or 2-year-old with life imprisonment because they felt like it. So That's what they are. Well, that's what they
to
do.
Say, but wait, you're falling into the collectivist trap here to say that because some cop in the jail in St. Tammany.
It's an organization that you join. And you join that organization
but that
and
doesn't,
has set goals.
But that doesn't mean that all cops are cut from the exact same cloth that, you know, somebody who's
right.
threatening a child in St. Tammany jail
somebody
doesn't mean that every cop would do that same thing.
Somebody whose pants wear hang around their butt did X. Therefore, everyone whose pants hang around their butt must be...
No, but somebody who joined the Cops or the Crips or the Bloods or the FBI is a member of that organization, which is an action that you take. It's not...
Wearing your pants around your butt is an action
but
that...
But what
right,
if you believed that... Wait, what if you believed that you were going
to
change the system from the inside? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Then you would have got fired really quick. And there are people who do that, and I think those people are insane, but they either get disappeared or fired very quickly.
Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to... What's the frequency, Kenneth? I think he's in Colorado. Are you in Colorado?
That's correct.
All right.
Been a long time.
Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, it has. I've got a kind of a nuanced view of flat earthers.
Oh, man.
And I hope I'm not the first one to call on it today. I'm sorry
if
I am.
You are. All right, let's hear it.
Well, first of all, a little bit of background. I am an engineer. I did work for rocket scientists. I think you probably could guess what my view is just from having said that.
So you're part of the conspiracy is what you're saying.
Of course I am. I also learned how to use a sextant. I know where the stars are, at least I used to. I know how the sun and the moon work. I know why satellites stay in space and so on and so forth. But I just wanted to start with that.
For listeners that don't know, maybe you're just tuning in, we had an influx of these flat earthers calling in, and it's been absolutely ridiculous. Go ahead. That's the best summary I can give you. Go ahead with your thoughts there.
Okay. What I want to say about flat earthers is I think they're a combination of, A, obviously really stupid people, and, B, sophisticated trolls.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what they tend to do, you know, the typical debates between science and religion, some of the more nuanced views of science and religion will be that they're both based on faith. You got to have faith in somebody or something,
yeah.
or you don't know anything.
Yeah.
And, of course, you can experience things for yourselves, and that's real science, folks. But what I want to say is that these people... I think the really sophisticated ones have caught on to that. And I think they're demonstrating that the vast majority of us take what we understand as scientific principles on faith. And we can't argue our way out of a paper bag. I can.
Well, that's not really the same thing because some things you have evidence of and some things you don't. This
well,
doesn't work because I believe
that
real
evidence.
Hard.
She's holding a
most
phone up.
Most people don't actually have that evidence. They've been told by people that they believe have experienced this, that, and the other thing. There are some basic things, obviously. You can watch the old, what was it, Archimedes or somebody said he knew the world was round because he could see the sails on the horizon after the hull of the boat was gone, and so on and so forth. There is some reasoning that everybody can use, but if you get into the nitty-gritty, almost all science requires some faith, and I think that's really what the trolls
are
driving
for. It
requires
faith, and it's not science.
No, no, that's absolutely true.
Hold that thought.
Yeah, no.
Let's get back into this here.
Yeah.
If you can stick with us, what's the frequency, Kenneth? We will return with more of you. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. Live, dial on in, toll free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show here at username LRN.FM. And I also want to let you know about how to save big time on web hosting. Now, you can get 50% off by using the URL hostgator.com/FTL. That's /FTL like Free Talk Live. That gets you the 50% off deal from one of the top hosting companies out there, HostGator. They make it super easy, by the way. So if one of the reasons you've not started your own website or blog is because you think it might be too complicated, well, they've got a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You add to that a 99.99% uptime rating, and you get a heck of a deal for 50% off by going to hostgator.com/FTL. That's just for you as a Free Talk Live listener. Hostgator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go back to What's the Frequency, Kenneth, he's talking about science in sort of the context of these trolls slash true believers of the flat earth which have been calling in. Last night, it was like an onslaught of them. It was obviously a concerted calling attempt on their part. Anyway, go ahead with what you were saying, Kenneth.
Well, the major thesis I wanted to bring to the table was the idea that most of us believe most of what we believe based on faith, even if it was generated using science. And this can actually be depicted by all these people who know what they know simply because somebody told them and science says so.
Okay, and I think is a little bit more accurate, although I don't think it's entirely accurate, because you have evidence of things that science says. When I turn on electronics, they work. Drive my car, it works. So I have evidence of that. Whereas
but God created the beasts of the air and the birds of the beasts of the land and the birds of the air, and there's beasts and birds. So there's evidence.
That's not evidence of these statements.
At some point, you believe that the technologists and the scientists they work with are being honest about how the stuff that they give you works.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are not engineers, and they're not scientists, and they can demonstrate their extreme ignorance. I hear Mark ask them questions that baffle them every time they call in since Mark's been on, and he demonstrates that. I think Mark gets the gist of what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I can make it very clear. So
influence on my religious views.
Thank you very much. So I think that I can demonstrate it. For instance, the Big Bang Theory. At this point, that's generally what's accepted as the creation of the universe. All matter, Big Bang Theory states, all matter was contained in a space the size right. of a softball. Okay.
It's preposterous on its face, but it may be true.
Right. It may very well be true. It's true. Like all the atoms.
It's a theory.
In all the
it's true that it's a theory.
True that that's what they're claiming, right? All the atoms in all the hundreds of billions of universes that are out there containing themselves.
Well, the multiverse is not really a theory at this point.
Okay. Well,
talking about multiverses. Hold on.
I'm only
worried
about
billions of universes. He said
I'm sorry, galaxies. I meant to say galaxies. Okay. I'm sorry, galaxies. And billions of galaxies containing hundreds of billions of stars. All that matter was contained in an area the size of a softball, which was probably really, really hot and really, really dense, right? Just like they say on the Big Bang Theory's opening song. That is the theory as it is presented to me. Now, I can't test that. I don't have the time or energy to become an astrophysicist to ever really hunt it down, come up with another theory, or any of those other things. I have to take on faith from the scientists who have purported this theory and done the work, because I'm not going to spend much time on it. I'm going to have to take on faith what they say. They believe very thoroughly, and I can choose to believe it or not believe it. And that makes them the new high priests.
That's a false dichotomy, and I don't know why you would affirmatively believe something that you can't even understand and definitely have no evidence of. I'm not saying there's no evidence of it. I'm saying that I don't think anyone in this room has evidence of the Big Bang. Because
virtually everybody believes these things on faith, Melanie.
Okay, well, if
virtually
that's what
everybody
they're
believes
doing,
both
then
what they believe on faith.
Okay, that might be true, but then that just means they're wrong.
Most of what they believe. No, what I'm saying
right.
is people are calling other people stupid about things that they don't really know. What was it, that movie where they went after the aliens that got loose, Men in Black, where they said all the things you know today that aren't true and all the things you don't know today that you'll find out are true tomorrow? Well, that's where we are. That's where science is. And there's so many of us that are not on the cutting edge of any particular area of science. It's ridiculous for us to believe we know what science isn't even sure about, really, and finds itself wrong about all the time.
Right, that is ridiculous, which is why you should believe something more like, this is the best explanation science has, so I guess it makes some kind of sense, but I can't say it's true because I don't know enough about particle physics to have an opinion on the details of the Big Bang, versus this is 100% true because this is the most recent explanation science has come up with. Those are two different things.
You should take everything with a grain of salt, including the latest science.
Sure, I get you there. I mean, especially when it comes to whatever's on the cutting edge or theories.
Yeah,
but we're not talking about
the round Earth isn't exactly cutting edge.
Right, the spherical
right.
Earth is not.
Years.
We don't have to question that because people have seen it.
Isaac Newton was right for 300 years about gravity and the way the universe works, until he was subtly wrong.
Yep, subtly wrong, yep.
Well, if he was wrong, then he was wrong the whole time.
And same thing goes for Einstein, until he was shown with quantum mechanics that he was subtly wrong.
Right. I agree with you. That's the process of science, is to take what is commonly believed and poke holes in it and find what's wrong with it. I mean, that's part of the whole scientific method.
Well, science doesn't make declarations. So if people are believing what they take as a declaration, that's not even science.
Science is a beautiful method that tells us very well what we got a really good idea that we know, a really good idea, because we've seen it, we've tried to disprove it, we've proven a hypothesis or disproven it, but if we haven't been the ones who did it, we don't really know.
Yeah, that's true, which is why, you do have to take people's word for it, unless you yourself have actually seen the curvature of the Earth, and it's not that hard to do that, right? Like, you go up in an airplane.
Just a little bit of it.
Huh?
Yeah. That's just a little piece of it, right? I mean, frankly, I'm satisfied that anybody can shine a laser at the moon if you got one, and if you got a big enough telescope, and you can see the light come back. That's pretty good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that how does that prove that the moon is round in particular, though?
Well, that doesn't prove it's round.
Okay,
that proves that they put the reflector there.
Oh, I see. The reflector is that means they went to it. I suppose you could take the laser, and if you could measure the distance the laser goes, then you could see that, just pop it in a few different places and see that it appears to be at least half round.
I believe they've proven that the moon, how much the distance from the Earth, it varies based on using that reflector.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you for the call tonight. What's the frequency, Kenneth? I appreciate the discussion. And we've touched on this before. I think, Mark, you'd made his general point, and that is that most of what we believe about science comes from so-called experts, mm-hmm. and we have taken those experts at their word. And frequently, of course, a lot of that stuff is proven not to be true as time goes on, thanks to the scientific process. But these people have been calling about the flat Earth. They have a hypothesis. They have a theory, but they don't have any evidence. They're just like, oh, yeah, I believe that beyond Antarctica, there's a whole lot of land out there.
Infinite land was the claim. which is fascinating to me. Does that mean we have infinite land down, or does it in fact float around on the back of a turtle?
Right, so basically...
That has been postulated in the past.
Yeah, so, I mean, all of the evidence is the Earth is globular, but ultimately...
It's a flat, like a pancake. It's round, like an orange. It's a flat, like a pancake. It's a round, like an orange.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. So the flat earthers don't have any evidence. They just have a bunch of conspiracy theory. And so that's why there's no science involved in that. It's just a conspiracy theory movement. And how many of them are real versus how many of them are the expert trolls that he was referring to? I don't know. That's up to you to decide. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the best ways to do it and get the stuff you want to buy online is to go to shop.freetalklive.com. You're probably going to do your shopping at Amazon anyway because it's, you know, a great place to shop. But if you go through shop.freetalklive.com, you get the same great Amazon experience you're used to with a huge selection, the free Super Saver shipping, Amazon Prime, and all that. It's just that when you enter through our links there at shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase. So if you want to give Amazon all of the profits, then just go through their regular site. If you want to help Free Talk Live, go to shop.freetalklive.com, and they'll cut us usually like 7 or 8% of pretty much everything that you'll buy there, which is awesome. So it makes a big difference for us. And there's Amazon UK, Canada, and US. So you just go into the right Amazon for you, wherever you are in the world, and it helps Free Talk Live. Start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com as we continue with your calls and your thoughts. Don is in Tampa, Florida, listening online. Hello, Don.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I know you don't want to talk about the flat earth, but I was just curious about one thing that people that believe in the flat earth would. I just wonder what their theory is about if the earth's flat, do they believe that there's just waterfalls at the end and well, water continuously falls off?
My understanding with the gentleman that we were speaking with last night is that if you were to take the globe, right, and you push down on the Arctic, and you allow Antarctica to spin out. Essentially, you have a continent at the bottom of, or at the, that surrounds the edge of a circular map.
That's all ice, they believe.
Well, no, it's all round. It's all land. I mean, Antarctica's not ice. It's land. Ice-covered land.
Yeah. Well, they believe that there's like an ice wall, basically, that, you know, blocks.
Yeah. And
as
then,
I understand it.
One of the gentlemen who called in said, presumably there's land beyond this ice wall that is being kept. These are why our keepers don't want us to know about all that extra land, because this way they can keep, you know, make land scarce and make it more valuable or whatever it is.
They can keep a bunch of empty land or something.
Yeah, something. And
that's valuable.
That's the idea. So we're all surrounded on a round globe by a, there's cold in the middle and cold all around the fringes, but it's like a big warm donut in the middle.
Well, and you're talking about people who still believe that the Earth is flat, so I wouldn't necessarily expect a coherent explanation to much.
They don't still believe the world is flat. They've adopted the theory.
Well, no, but people who still believe it now. So that might have been a reasonable thought at some point. I don't know, but...
This is
not
like
now.
Running out and contracting mental smallpox. This was eradicated from the face of the earth, the notion that the world was flat. And these guys went out and got it and brought it back.
Yes, sir. Like, if you went from California all the way to Japan and all the way back around through Europe and then to the East Coast, how did, like, you could do that without falling off the earth and you can go all the way around it. How would they explain that?
They don't think that the map ends, cuts through between, Russia and Alaska. They think that, in fact,
They think it's contiguous, like a record.
The edge of the record. It's circular, right? So the map is circular, and all of it, all the edges are in Antarctica.
That's the best we can do to explain it. I'm sure if you want, there's all kinds of websites you can go look at.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good. Hey, I love your show, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it, Don. Oh, whew. I get a little nervous when I see Flat Earth in the call screening section. I'm like, oh, God, not another one. But he was actually a good call. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE.
Well, I'm getting tagged in some of these Flat Earth posts, and they're at least happy that we're taking their calls.
No, that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We will take phone calls from anybody with any crackpot theory. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We have Liberty Lover in Ohio. He's on Skype.
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Don't you know the Earth is a pyramid and it's not spherical?
Ooh, now we're getting very interesting.
I'm just kidding. I wanted to touch on something. I hope I didn't mishear Melanie earlier. Maybe she can clarify on this. Am I correct that I heard you say that there's nothing wrong with a dead police officer because they can't oppress anybody anymore?
I'm pretty
sure that's what she said.
That's basically what I said.
Hold her feet to the fire.
Okay, I don't see how that is even going to work with the non-aggression principle. You know, I won't kill a cop, but I don't care if somebody else does. I don't think that's morally correct.
Well, first of all, the non-aggression principle is not these are all the things that are bad that you shouldn't ever do principle. It only prohibits aggression. So even if somebody acts in a way that is disproportionate or not a good idea to do self-defense at the time, it still doesn't violate the NAP. And I do feel like that's important to point out. Also, I can't say that it might be strategically awful, but I'm not going to feel sorry for a cop.
You're not going to feel sorry for a human being's life being taken from them?
When they're actively aggressing against several other human beings, no.
Yeah, I think not sure that the non-aggression principle requires me to root for the good guys or whatever. So that's what you're sort of suggesting here, caller. I'm not sure that that's... I'm not saying I agree with
suggesting
that.
He's just surprised at the callousness.
What I suggested is, yes, you don't have to root for the good guy, but to me it sounded like she was rooting for the bad guy.
Does the non-aggression principle somehow preclude me rooting for the bad guy?
I would assume so, because that's promoting violence.
Who's rooting for the bad guys?
I'm sorry.
Well, he's calling the cops the good guys, basically.
I'm not calling them the good guys. I'm for taking away the power of the police as much as anybody else is. But
okay,
the fact
and so
of the
how do you do
I'm
that
not,
non-violently?
I think he's just, you know, shocked at the callousness towards the loss of a human life. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay, but in the net, it's not loss of human life, because all the people who they would have killed had they, you know, stayed around are now not dead.
All right, it's 1943, caller. Hitler and Stalin are battling it out on the Ostfront. All right? This is where the majority of World War II, at least the European theater, is going on. Who are you picking?
I would choose neither of them.
All right, fine. Then that's where I'm at.
This where you choose it?
I choose neither. I don't feel any obligation to root for anybody. If I think to myself, I prefer the, you know, whatever. I don't think that anybody who picks a side in this in a battle between two bad people necessarily. And I'm not calling about cops bad. I'm simply saying I'm refining the claims of the non-aggression principle here. I don't think it requires me to either root for the good guys or root against the bad guys or any of those things.
But I want to ask what Melanie just said. She just said, well, if a police officer has died, you instantly save lives because they would have killed somebody else anyway.
That's very presumptive.
Yeah, that's
not every
what
cop kills innocent people. You know that.
No, far fewer.
They're
than
a member of a murderous gang. They are an active member of a murderous
so
gang.
So because somebody else in the gang did something bad, all the gang members should be punished? I mean, come on, this is basic collectivist error.
No, yeah. This is conspiracy, and conspiracy, regardless of how much it's abused by the state, is still a thing.
What about IRS agents?
What about
the same
them?
Thing? Well, should we root for their deaths too? I mean, I know that they're going to participate in death in theft this year, and I don't feel too bad for thieves that get killed.
Okay, so there's two separate questions. Well, I guess there's three separate questions. A, is it a NAP violation? B, is it moral? Because it can be immoral and not be a NAP violation. And C, is it a good idea? Is it a NAP violation to kill an IRS agent? No, because they're actively committing theft every single day. Or maybe
NAP, by the way, is the non-aggression principle. I always feel like I have to throw that in there for people just tuning in.
Yeah, this is a radio show.
Non-aggression principle.
B, is it immoral? I mean, not really. They're stealing. They're telling you they're going to steal from you. They're actively stealing from you all the time. C, is it a good idea? No. Does it accomplish anything? No.
I'm sorry, I just found that to be a very, no offense, just a foolish statement is all. So I had to ask about that. I mean, I agree with Ian, that is a very callous thing to say.
Nobody who I've ever spoken to who thinks that is really putting any thought towards the victims at all. And I mean, I guess you don't have to pick a side, you can be kind of just a complete pacifist.
I'm the guy that's saying police officers shouldn't have guns. I'm the guy saying that if a cop kills somebody, you should lock him up for life. So how am I cheering it on either?
Okay, right, but how are you going to take away someone's guns or put them in jail for life non-violently?
Well, if I win my election next year, that's something I'm going to push for, but...
Okay, so you're gonna sit at a desk and tell other people to do the violence and that's somehow better?
You can go out,
being
you can
honest
become
about
an
it.
Activist. You can testify for a bill in your own state to take guns away from police.
Yes, but, okay, bills or laws of any kind are violent, unless it's a law that literally does nothing, but laws that prohibit or mandate behavior are violent, and the legislators writing them and the people voting for them are just as guilty, or not necessarily guilty if it's defensive force, of the violence that happens as the cop in the street pulling the physical gun. You're still committing that same act.
Liberty Lover, thanks for the call. We're going to continue here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
B Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.